This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. 2 years ago this Wednesday, Hurricane Katrina smacked the Gulf Coast and killed 1,800 people. Hundreds of thousands of residents of New Orleans evacuated the city before the hurricane hit. Thousands more fled when their homes became unlivable. Now the people of New Orleans are returning. The population has climbed to 70% of what it was before Katrina hit, but the road back has not been easy. NPR's Carrie Kahn begins NPR's week-long coverage from New Orleans and the Gulf Coast on the second anniversary of Katrina.
Since the first of the year, 6,000 people a month on average have come back to New Orleans. With so many people streaming in, the Postal Service is constantly redrawing its delivery routes. Michelle McMillan has only been delivering mail in this New Orleans East Side neighborhood for about 3 weeks.
On this block, there may be about 10 houses, and only two of them are receiving mail, where two of the customers are back and the other eight, we don't know what's the status with them. Like, this house has been abandoned since the storm, no activity going on.
The breaches in the Industrial Canal sent 9 feet of water rushing into the neighborhood.
How you doing? That's Sean, my customer.
You'd think that walking block after devastated block here 5 days a week would get you down, but not McMillan. In a short time, she's become the neighborhood's informal census taker, ambassador, and welcome wagon all in one.
It's me. Hey, how you doing? All righty.
She makes sure the few elderly residents living in isolated FEMA trailers get daily human contact.
I'm just trying to make a positive impact on the city to let the world know that New Orleans is coming back and we're coming back strong.
The city is definitely coming back. Neighborhoods are repopulating. But a simple mathematical formula is holding true. The parts of town that took on the most water are having a harder time recovering. That's definitely true in the Lower Ninth Ward. The mounds of rubble that filled the neighborhood well into the first year after Katrina have been hauled away. What remains are vacant lots of towering weeds and a few battered homes. 83-year-old Vera Fulton is one of only three residents back on her block.
So when did you move back in?
Off and on since March.
Fulton lives with her son, daughter-in-law, and grandson. Everything in the three-bedroom house is new. New tile floors and new gas appliances in the kitchen. But this section of the Lower Ninth has no gas service. So she uses an electric hot plate and toaster oven that sit on top of the unused new gas stove. She says she hardly goes outside these days. There's too much crime and not much to do.
I'm 83 years old, and all of my life, I don't know nowhere else. So this is home for me. What else can I do? Where it is now, it's got to be, honey.
No one is telling her when or if gas will be restored. But she says the hardest part of being the first to move back is the loneliness.
Missing your friends. Nobody. You know, at a time, I used to could go right out on that front. And if I was out there, I guess by being here so long, somebody gonna always stop and talk and holler at you. And I miss that. I miss all my good friends.
About a third of the city's pre-Katrina population has not come back. Before, 68% of New Orleans residents were African American. According to the census, that figure has dropped by 10%. But Allison Plyer, who works for the Greater New Orleans Community Data Center, says those numbers are a year old now. And since then, 80,000 people have moved back.
There have been lots of people returning all the time, new people coming all the time, and people leaving. And so it's such a rapid state of change, it's very hard to measure it. And so to get a decent sense of who's here is really essentially impossible.
Plyer says public school enrollment figures can offer a small peek into what New Orleans looks like. African American enrollment has dropped slightly, and there are small gains in the number of white and Hispanic children in New Orleans schools. Even though the jump in Hispanic students is only about 2%, there's a perception that more Hispanics are moving into New Orleans. That's probably because many who came to the Gulf Coast to work in the cleanup have stayed behind. That's breakfast?
Sí.
It's 6:30 in the morning, and 32-year-old Samuel Hernandez grabs a Gatorade and a sweet roll at the gas station on the corner where he usually waits for day jobs.
There's a lot of work here in the state. I've been here for a year and a half, almost 2 years, and look around, they haven't done hardly anything. There's still plenty of work here. Plenty of work.
Hernandez has made good money. He sends nearly $1,000 a month home to his wife and three kids in El Salvador. But he says it's been hard. Like many of his friends, he says he's worked jobs then not been paid. He's been arrested 3 times for driving without a license.
Two people.
It takes about an hour before Hernandez is picked up for a day job that will pay $100 for 8 hours of work. On Sundays, Hernandez and other day laborers from New Orleans pray at a church in a converted warehouse in nearby Kenner. Here, church volunteers give the men meals and English lessons, too. During this lesson, the teacher tries to explain why Southerners say supper instead of dinner. Hernandez says the church has been a great support for him, but he doesn't know how much longer he'll stay. You hear that a lot around town these days. With few schools and child care centers open, it's hard for families to stay. The unrelenting crime wave has driven many out. But then you also hear about a wave of young newcomers to the city, like 23-year-old Nathan Rothstein. On a Friday night, he's at the Balcony Bar on trendy Magazine Street with about 30 young urban planners, grad students, and nonprofit workers. They call themselves YURPS, Young Urban Rebuilding Professionals.
We love this country, but this country needs to help rebuild one of its great cities. The true patriots are the people who have come down here to help rebuild an American city.
Rothstein was offered a full-time political job right out of college in Massachusetts, but instead he came to New Orleans to gut houses for 10 months.
How long are you going to stay?
I have no plans on leaving.
He's now running a website to attract more young professionals and keep them in New Orleans. Keeping the pioneers here is tough, says New Orleans City Council President Arnie Felco. Like many city leaders, he asks residents to be patient.
I believe we are headed in the right direction. We need continued help from the rest of our country, and we need continued help from our citizens. But if we can put it all together, I believe we're going to come back strong.
I am healed. I'm healed today.
At a recent Katrina commemoration, a young church choir at St. Paul Church of God in the Lower Ninth Ward showed off some of that strength. To a packed crowd, they sang that despite disappointment and circumstances, they are still here, not leaving their New Orleans. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You can use interactive maps to find out how the population of New Orleans has changed at npr.org. This afternoon on All Things Considered, a conversation about the New Orleans recovery and the presidential race.
When we start-